It's Thursday, January 13th, 2022. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. The Washoe County Health District has launched a new system to alert residents when they've been in close contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. Starting this week, residents who have been exposed to the virus will be notified with an email and text message. The health district says the new process will allow for quicker notification of close contacts as the Omicron variant surges throughout the community. Daily COVID-19 cases in Washoe County are on the rise as the Omicron variant tears through the region. KUNR's Caleb Radel has the details.
According to the Washoe County Health District, the 7-day average of new cases has jumped to 742. That's a 155% increase from the region's previous peak last winter. Washoe County Health District Officer Kevin Dick says that nearly all of the new cases right now are the Omicron variant.
At this point, almost everyone in our community knows someone who has COVID-19 right now or has it themselves. That's the level of cases that we're experiencing, tremendous surge that we're going through right now.
As a result, Dick says the demand for COVID-19 tests outweighs the supply of tests available. In response, the health district is working with the state to help secure additional rapid tests for the community.
Unfortunately, though, that's not going to be something that's instantaneous, and it's going to be several weeks down the road probably before we have any relief if those efforts are successful.
Currently, about 63% of Washoe County residents 5 years and older are fully vaccinated. Caleb Bradle, KUNR News.
The Carson City School District has announced that it's closing schools today and tomorrow due to COVID-19. Officials say the closure is due to staffing shortages caused by the virus. They expect students and employees to return to in-person instruction on Tuesday after the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. The Washoe County School District is not going remote at this time as it also deals with a surge of COVID-19 cases, but individual schools can choose to do so. KUNR's Andrew Mendez reports.
According to the latest update, on Monday, more than 300 teachers and 20% of students called out sick across the district. Angela Taylor is president of the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees. Despite COVID cases increasing regionally due to the Omicron variant, she says there are no district-wide plans to transition back to remote learning.
You know, this thing is moving and changing so rapidly, is not to say at some point that conversation might not be required, but we have made a very strong commitment to do all that we can to keep schools open as long as we can do so safely.
As teachers and staff are being spread thin, Taylor says some schools are better equipped to handle those shortages while others aren't. That's why the board is allowing individual schools to determine if they should transition to distance learning.
That's a conversation with the school administration, with the principal and the area superintendent, and taking a look at what's happening in each school.
In an effort to mitigate the spread of the virus, the Clark County School District announced they would be taking a brief pause in instruction, something Taylor says is not being considered in Washoe County. Andrew Mendez, KUNR News.
The federal government is acknowledging that it has been shipping radioactive waste from a nuclear cleanup site in Idaho to Nevada for disposal. In a statement following a protest letter from U.S. Representative Dina Titus, the Energy Department said about enough material to fill 5 Olympic-sized swimming pools has been sent to Nevada since 2009. The Energy Department says the Nevada State Division of Environmental Protection participates in pre-disposal documentation and review of the material. And lastly, today, California Democrats have taken their first step toward creating a universal health care system. A legislative committee in the state assembly advanced a bill this week that would replace California's private insurance market with a plan paid for by the government. But the proposal is still a long way from becoming law. It faces strong opposition from the state's powerful business interests. And even if it does become law, voters will have to approve a massive income tax increase to pay for it. Still, Democrats hailed the vote for jumpstarting one of their long-stalled policy goals. Those are your morning news headlines for this Thursday, January 13th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.